everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:36, Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. Well, let's get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? You want to work for a great company, grow a career for a company that cares about you, wants you to grow? Well, check out Specialite right here, Southwest Michigan. They want to grow with you and have a great career with you. So check them out. Check them out. Your topic for today, what ridiculous thing do people brag about for some reason that you just don't get? You know, it's like, all right, that's a weird flex.
It's hard for me to think of one that people brag about, so I'm going to call myself out on this topic. And I'm almost counting this up as like an era of time in my life. So I look back, I'm like, no. And I think you know what I'm going to talk about. It's back when I had that, when Fast and the Furious came out, and I got that Honda Civic, and I thought I was God. I got a 2-inch pipe. We replaced the whole exhaust. It's the loudest car in the town. Dude. If I could kick my own ass, which I couldn't because I was a big dude back then, I would.
Yeah. You actually had some leg muscle on there. You didn't have those little bird legs that you got. So your thing that you don't – so is it cars in general or is it cars that you shouldn't
No, because we've evolved to really understand. My dad sat us down one day and was like, you know what, we're going to teach you about cars here, guys. Your Honda Civic's cool. We get it, but – you know, step into the shop. Let me show you something.
Dad,
here. You
just don't understand. It's so cool. Here, watch this movie called Tokyo Drift, and you'll get it.
I legit apologized to him a few years back. I'm like, God, why'd you let me do that? He's like, oh, it's just, you know, you were excited about it. And
he was laughing his ass
off. It was a time
off.
In your life. You got to live and learn, Hunter.
He was sitting there in the big window, in the dining room window, looking out as you pulled out of the driveway. And he's just laughing his ass off. Like, oh, look at that idiot. Look at that idiot.
Here he is at the time building a motorcycle with a 426 Hemi on it. And I pull up.
Yeah, it sounds like a weed eater. That's great.
Right.
Yep.
So call myself out this morning. That's mine.
It's a weird flex, Hunter. That's a weird flex on your part. I'm not going to lie. That and the wife beater and the puka shell necklace. The ridiculous thing that people brag about that I don't understand for some reason that they brag about is how tired they are. And it's this weird culture that we have developed here, I think in the United States. Maybe there's other places around the world, but for some reason, people love bragging about how exhausted they are all the time. And I don't get it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't appreciate a hard day's work and everything like that. I think there's something to be said. But for some reason, people love brag. It's like they get off on telling everyone how overworked and tired and exhausted they are. Like, it's a weird flex to me. Like, you know who I'm more impressed with? The guy is like, yeah. I got nothing to do. And I'm like, that's awesome, man.
What are you doing? You want to go off?
I may go fishing. I may take a nap. I'm like, that is a brag right there.
I'm starting to understand where you're coming from here.
We've glorified.
It's the people that overwork.
Yeah.
And then they brag about it.
Yeah.
But it's like you almost want, you're doing it because you want to brag about it.
Exactly. Like, it's not impressive to me that you're that overworked and exhausted all the time. That doesn't do anything for me. That, to me, tells me you're doing it wrong. But again, that's that culture. And if there's one thing I can...
You chose that.
If there's one thing I could get this country to rally around, I mean, obviously, besides like universal health care and all that stuff, whatever, it would be stop working our asses off. Like, you shouldn't be doing 80 hours a week. That's not good. That's not something to be proud of in my mind.
Trust me, there's plenty of people out there to split the work up a little bit, you know?
And again, everyone understand, like, I grew up on a farm. I appreciate a hard day's work. But when you're literally, when that is your identity, like, duh, I work this many, I'm exhausted. It's like, all right, well, do you want to go out and do something? Nah, man, I'm so tired from work. It's like, okay, that sucks. I don't know what, I'm not impressed by that. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
A lot of those people on vacation. You could tell the people that work their ass off because when they're on vacation, man, they let loose. They let it go.
But here's the thing. We shouldn't have to bust our balls for just 2 weeks off. That's such a stupid mentality in my mind. I don't know. It's a weird
one. I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, I'm so tired, man. I worked like 900 hours this week. I'm like, that sounds miserable. That sounds awful, man. It sounds awful. Yeah, my boss is a real jerk, man. I hate every single second of it. It's like, I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know what you want me to say. I feel bad for you. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Give us a call. What ridiculous thing do people brag about for some reason? We're going to get your answer when we come back. Stick around.
The Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
This is my favorite one. By far. Oh, yeah. By far. Fantastic.
Ramen noodle hair.
So good. So good. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:49. Brock Hunter. It's your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Decatur, and Benton Township. What ridiculous thing or things do people brag about for some reason that you just don't understand? You're like, why? That's a weird flex, man. It's a weird flex. I don't get
it. When I was a kid, me and my best buddy, my dad's feet are bigger than your dad's feet. We get in arguments over that.
My dad's stronger than your dad. The dad's just like, just knock it off.
I think he brought one of his dad's shoe to school, too, one day. Like, see?
What a weird flex.
See?
A weird flex.
Like, dude, I'm going to go get one of my dad's shoes now.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you with it. We got some answer on Facebook. What ridiculous thing do people brag about for some reason? Barry said, pictures of food that look like puke. I guess, yeah, maybe like some of the food that people post. I think just food in general. Like, this is what I'm eating.
It's
like,
just food pictures.
I don't care. It's a weird thing to brag about.
I don't know about that. I guess it's better than the gym pic. But still, it's like you get your food right there put in front of you, and that's the first thing you do is take that camera out and snap that photo.
Facebook, here we go. Let's see. What ridiculous thing do people brag about for some reason? Sam said they're fur babies. Some people go a little overboard with their dogs, their cats, their cockatiels, whatever you want. You don't ever really post. Your wife posts things every once in a while about your cats, but I don't think you ever have.
She loves them. I'll call her out, even though she's my wife. I don't care. She posts a lot of pictures of our cats.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I know she's got friends that love it. You know, her mom loves it. My mom loves it. A lot of the women out there love it, but.
Well, you know, I will say, though, she's not like some. There's some people that will post a picture. They'll be like, my fur baby is the best. All other dogs suck. Except for mine. It's like, all right, why don't you tone it down a little bit there, Karen? All right. Those dogs are
In the same direction is that, let's throw this one out there. I just thought of this one. And Brock, listen up, because you're having a kid coming up here soon. So when the kid's like 2 or 3, dude, he's going to be an athlete. I'm pretty sure he's going to go to like the NFL. Like, he is just way bigger than all the other babies. He's crawling already. He's doing, like, shut up. You have no idea what your kid is going to be like.
It's a weird brag.
I can already tell. Yeah. He's going to be just a, like, you don't know. That kid could be a turd.
Yeah, you don't know that at that age. I think that's good. Yeah, that weird brag when the kid is far too young to assume what he or she are going to do. Yeah. Yeah. I think that is.
I have a tooth yet, for God's
sake. Yeah. No. I saw him throw a ball the other day and it spun like it had a perfect spiral for one rotation. NFL quarterback right there.
I think he might be a QB. Yeah. He's going to be a.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could calm down with those, you know.
I saw him organize his chicken nuggets. He's going to be a chef. I could just tell by the way he plated his chicken nuggets. It's great. Yeah. That's a weird flex.
I know. We get it. You're excited, you know, you got the kid, but just, you know, don't set him up for failure, for God's sake. When you were 2, you were supposed to be in the NBA.
You wait till
I'll look at you.
You come back and find that guy with the kid's 18 and be like, say, you were full of it, Hal. Your kid sucks.
I remember that day. I didn't forget.
Let's see. Bobby had a good one. What's a weird thing that people or a ridiculous thing people brag about? He said, I have a coworker that just built a ridiculously large barn. It literally only exists to brag about since they only park a motorcycle in it. Hey, you see my barn? That's very specific.
Come check it out, man.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this. I built a huge, huge barn. It's great. Massive barn.
It'd be nice to have a barn. Put a lot of things in there.
Yeah, maybe Bobby's just jealous because he doesn't have a big barn that he gets to show off. Check out my barn.
I got all these tools and stuff. I want a barn.
Hey, my barn's half the size of this guy's barn. This is ridiculous. Damn it. I need a bigger barn. I don't know. That's a weird flex. All right, let's take a break. You got any other ones? I don't know. You don't brag about too much stuff. Oh, here's a thing that people brag about for some reason that is ridiculous. Electric bicycles.
Shut up. I knew you were going to bring that up. Shut. You know what? You got on it the other day and you liked it. I could tell you had a big smile on your face.
You know, there's those people out there that for some reason are so hard up to tell
so
you
sick.
About. So I went and rode my electric bike the other day. They don't just say bike. They say I went and rode my electric bike. I'm not talking about you, Hunter. This is just people in general.
Shut up. I know you're talking about. You're right, though. You know, I like to brag about the mileage I have on it. I seem to talk about that all
Brock,
the time.
So, Brock, checked my odometer the other day. Guess how many miles.
Just guess.
You won't even guess. You don't even know how many miles I put on this electric bike. I'm like, I probably don't. No, just guess. Come on, guess. It's crazy. All right.
Yeah? Let's go. You want to race? Get your mini bike out, buddy boy. Let's go.
Dude, you won't even believe it.
We'll take it up to Martin's drag strip.
We'll race around the old mall there. We'll go to Orchard's Mall and the first guy around. First guy around. All right. Anyway,
new slicks for my e-bike.
Hey, did you hear about my e-bike? It's great. All right, we're gonna take a break.
Shut up.
We got more coming up. It's Brock and Hunter.
Rockwell.